Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. Coach, first of all, welcome to another season of Beaver hockey. You ready for this?
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Can you believe it's year five already? It's just unbelievable to think. Just talking to Missy Hunt, you know, she walked one way and Claudia Rakirky was walking the other, and I said, What a opposing dynamic here. You have a freshman going into her first game ever, and Missy, here you are, over 100 games. She goes, yeah, it's weird to think that way, but it's gone fast.
It certainly does go fast for those seniors. Your team, they enter the season returning 8 of their top 10 scorers, 2 experienced goaltenders, 6 defensemen who've played a lot of minutes. How much confidence does that give you as a coach?
Well, it's certainly going into a game like this. Just the attitude they have, it's just been tremendous. You know, they're just, you know, typically as a player, you're always going to get fired up for your opener, and then it's your home opener. So it's, you know, the excitement is already there. Well, then you add the fact you're playing, the 2-time defending national champion, Clarkson Knights from out east. I mean, they're just excited. They're not a nervous group. They're excited and anxious to play. And you know, it's a tremendous challenge. But again, the experience that they all garnered last year is really going to help them out this weekend.
You've got 3 captains this year. Missy Hunt will wear the C. Emily Berglund and Kiki Radke will have the A's on their jerseys. How different are each of them as leaders?
Well, I think the commonality is just what wonderful young women they are. They're just really, you know, nice people, and I think that's reflective of the respect that they have in the locker room. But they are definitely different. Just the 2 seniors. You know, Berge's a very take charge, vocal leader who's also a very smart hockey player that, you know, she definitely will share stuff with her teammates, and it's almost like having a coach in that locker room with the experiences that she's had, and obviously just has been an outstanding player for us for her entire career. Missy, on the other hand, is a little quieter. We know that, but I know she's working hard and has worked hard on being a lot more vocal, and just, you know, I know that her teammates have already expressed that she is. But the thing that every one of her teammates mentioned when they and I, there's different ways to elect captains. I've always let the team do it, and you know, to a T last year, they always talked about what a nice person Missy is, and how she was one of the first ones that reached out to the incoming freshman, even before they even got here, reached out to him via text. I mean, she's just a nice caring person that very easy to go to, and just the type of person that they all feel comfortable talking with, whether it's about hockey, school, or personal issues. So, and then Kiki's just she's always been a bunner energy type player. She's just always on the go, whether it's practice, whether it's games, and that's, you know, she leads by example, no question. And has always been one of our hardest workers. Incredible in the weight room. You look at her, you think, you know, here's this small player, but she's as strong as anybody on our team. And again, great work ethic, great person, and to have somebody in the junior class, let alone to be elected by our teammates, that says a lot about her as a person.
You've got 5 new players on your roster and a redshirt freshman. Of those 6, what has impressed you most about each of them?
Again, really, really good teammates. They're all hungry. They want to get better. All the freshmen actually moved in a week early on their own. They just wanted to get here and get acclimated and get on the ice. And they're all the type of players that they're out early. They stay out late. They're working on things to try to make them improve their skills. They're asking a lot of questions of their upperclassmen. And again, just nice people. So they've transition into our group pretty seamlessly, and we've talked about this many times, Kelly. That's so important for us to have that kind of culture where they're playing for each other, and the name on the front is way more important than the name on the back, and that's what they've all shown that, you know, in our first month together. So gonna be fun to watch them tonight. We'll see Ellie Mosier and Claudia Rakirky in the lineup. As far as playing a lot, Chevy and Grayson will not be in the lineup. We always dress 3 goalies, so Bakes will be dressed as well. But it'll be fun to see how they do this weekend.
On to the WCHA. What are your thoughts? Obviously, it's still a tough league, but what are your thoughts on this coming season in WCHA play?
Well, we got a huge influx of some unbelievably talented players with the Olympians and the players that were with their prospective national teams, but then did not make the Olympic teams themselves. But obviously, very good players, and they're all back. And then you add that some outstanding freshman classes throughout the league. Again, just a very, very talented league up and down. You know, it's going to be every weekend. It's going to be a battle. There's no gimmies in this league. And you know, if you want to be an upper tier team, in other words, you want to be a top four team, every point is huge, and that starts right from the get go. And it's not, you know, you can't try to play your way into it in the second half. You got to get after it right away. But again, that's what makes the league so much fun to be a part of. And you know, I think our team has some pretty lofty goals, and we got a great opportunity to start off this weekend.
On to tonight's game. You open up the season against the two-time defending national champion Clarkson Golden Knights. How's your team prepared for their high-scoring offense?
Well, it's obviously, you know, we know that line's out there, but, you know, we've stressed and worked a lot in the past, Kelly, on our puck possession, and that's one of the things we've talked a lot about is if we have the puck, it's going to be awful hard for that line in particular to score. And the other thing is, when you have a high powered offensive line, they don't like to spend time in their defensive zone. So if we could keep that line playing defense again, that's going to be to our benefit. But obviously they're going to have the puck and they're going to create chances. And that's, you know, we just have to be really stingy defensively, good stick on puck, just be really disciplined in our assignments and, you know, heels to net, boxing out, picking people up away from the puck—all the things we talk about all the time. You know, there's going to be mistakes. It's the first game of the year. It's certainly not going to be perfect. We know we're going to be a much better team, you know, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. But you know, just what a great opportunity. And we're just stressing, just go out and play and enjoy this moment. And that's, you know, based on the attitude and the feel I get from the group right now. They're enjoying it.
You're going to face a very familiar goaltender tonight, Cassidy Sauvé. She finished up at Ohio State with her degree, went on to Clarkson now for grad school. I bet your team is a little bit hungry to get some shots on her, aren't they?
Well, they're, you know, obviously a lot of respect for her. She's an All-American, tremendous goalie. You know, she was, I remember her, it was, I think it was her sophomore year. She came off an injury. She was outstanding, and I think they beat us here once, maybe twice, and she was the difference both nights. So, and then obviously she just went on and had two more years where she was just, you know, when you went and played Ohio State, you knew that you were going to have to work extremely hard to get anything by her. But we did. You know, we not only did we score, we beat her a number of times. So, but she's an outstanding goalie. It's just, you know, when the news came out that she was going to Clarkson, it was like, you got to be kidding me. We one, they graduated Tylee, who was an outstanding All-American and probably the best goalie in the country last year. So you're thinking, well, maybe their goaltending will be a little more inexperienced, maybe not quite as good yet, because I'm sure they have an outstanding freshman that they recruited. And lo and behold, you know, Sauvé winds up there. So, but you know what? We're going to, you know, you just got to, again, it's, you got to take her eyes away, create traffic, you know, try to create as much chaos around her as you can. And again, we've scored in the past, so let's see if we can't do it again. Let's see if we can't get a crooked number on her tonight.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.